Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Strangers in the Wood. I am your humble game master, Kendrick Smith. I use he, they pronouns. And as always, I have my lovely players here, starting off with Gus.
Hi, I'm Gus. I use he, him pronouns. I play Walter the Weasel.
Next, we have the lovely Hilda.
Hello, I'm Hilda. I use she, her pronouns. Good to be here.
Yes, and last but most certainly not least, Marcy.
Hello,
I'm Marcy. I use she, her pronouns.
So if you're just joining us for the first time, what are you doing? Go back to watch the other episodes. You're going to be so lost.
Just goof. Like us. Wait, I made that joke last time. What?
Did you?
Did I though?
Say this last time?
You did. I was like, oh, or you no. could just be lost with us. We had a good. Whole That's discourse good. About the order in which our episodes should be consumed.
Yeah, we were talking about the secret episode. Oh yeah, for anyone listening for the secret order, the this week's code word is poppycock.
Oh, shit. Oh,
whenever you hear us say poppycock in the episode, write down the time code, and that will tell you what order to watch the episodes in.
It'll be a clue. God.
It'll be a clue. Again, we are here playing Babes in the Wood, a Powered by the Apocalypse game made by Adam X. Voss at World Champ Game Co. A wonderful game that I've been enjoying, and I think everyone here has been enjoying as well, and I hope everyone listening is enjoying as well. God. Okay. So let's just go through your characters again. We'll do your character's name, their pronouns, their fear, and because you all leveled up at the end of last session, there's an airplane outside. I'm going to close my window. I opened it up because it was a little warm in my room.
They're trying to get a sneak peek at the secret episode.
Oh, man.
Poppycock.
That was good. That was good. Fuck, what was I saying?
Character introduction.
Let's introduce characters again. Saying your characters' names, pronouns, and what upgrade you took or advancement you took at the end of last session. And we'll start off with Marcy.
Hello, I am playing Dakota, who uses she, her pronouns. I think we're doing fears, right? So fears are going to be swimming, being abandoned, and being the center of attention. And as for, you know, advancements after leveling up, I believe I took +1 to Steam. So that means that my Steam rolls will be having a +3 now, which is pretty spicy.
That's pretty spicy.
It is pretty spicy. I like that. Awesome. Hilda.
My character is Dorothy Reed. She's 7. She has a fear of the dark. of being alone. She does not like small spaces, and she also has a fear of dogs and spiders. And then, yeah, don't we all? And then my big advancement is that I now have a zero on my noodle instead of a minus one. So,
hey, there we go.
Pretty exciting. Nice.
Yeah. Stat upgrades for our first ones. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I wish I in real life didn't have a minus one in my noodle. But,
right? You know, I'm just vicariously living my zero plus zero noodle life through Dorothy. So
yeah,
I feel that. And Gus.
Yeah, I am playing Walter the weasel. He is afraid of being a bad person. The possibility that his transformation might be permanent, and owls.
What weasel isn't afraid of a good owl
or a bad? I didn't actually look up if owls hunt weasels.
they do in this world.
It just seems like they would, right?
I mean,
like,
owls hunt just like.
Yeah, they hunt anything. They go for
everything. They hunt anything. Right? Owls are vicious. I'm scared of owls.
Well, owls. Anyway,
that's the line.
Birds of prey, such as owls, hawks, eagles. Yeah.
Yep.
I just looked up weasel predators.
Is that
cool?
They're also preyed upon by domestic cats and dogs.
Wait,
what? Along with foxes and snakes as well. So there you go. You can just add to
owls are or weasels are?
Weasels.
Oh. I imagine a cat taking down an owl, and I was like, God damn.
That's okay. A fight I would love to watch, to be quite damn. Honest.
I don't want to watch a cat fight an owl.
Okay, that's you.
We get it. You're better than us. You have the moral high ground. Congrats.
And for my level up, I took a new move. I took Cause Mischief.
Very nice. Mischief, we love noodle. Our little mischief makers.
Oh wait, yeah. So wait, how many moves do you have? You have.
I guess I have a total of six.
Okay. Hold.
Yeah.
Okay. Four basic moves, two special moves.
Two special. Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes sense, bro. Cause Mischief is kind of an insane skill.
It's pretty.
I love Cause Mischief.
It's so good.
It's fun. It's only done great things for you all.
I don't know about that.
Okay. I was doing a bit. It's only ever gone great for y'all.
It's only gotten good results.
Okay. Let us begin.
I want to make an offer.
And that is?
You know, as well as I do, these kids don't belong here. I want to help them get back home.
Get back. Walter, they are here now. There's no change in that. Nobody has ever left Sublime County, and trying to escape in that way might lead to some unwanted attention. I mean, hell, you might end up like Walter. No offense meant.
Not much taken.
Yeah, obviously, you don't want us here. You said that we're welcome here in your home, and you made it seem like we were welcome. And I even helped you make dinner, and yet you still don't want us here.
Listen, kid, and he like tries to go to grab you, and I think that's when you toss in the stuff.
I toss in the ammunition, I push him, and I start running towards the door.
It explodes. His arm and face are like burned bad.
Look, you and I both know there is a way out of here. I've found the messy way out. I'm not going to do it. But if there's a messy way out, that means there's a way out, and I'm going to find it.
As you run towards the front door, the door locks, like, by itself.
Oh,
as you're, like, getting to the door.
Shit.
You see Carrie, like, walking to the door. Her hair starts to float, and she, like, reaches a hand out to, like, telekinetically grab you and throw you against the wall.
Can I go over and see about, like, opening that trapdoor?
Absolutely, yeah.
Great.
When you see that there is a set of stairs underneath it that lead to, like, a basement level that's below.
Hey, Sheriff, I got a couple of questions for you. Hey,
Walter,
why is your kid a psychic monster? B, what's in your hidden trapdoor?
Walter, she is not my daughter, all right? He gave her to me, and I gotta take care of her.
Carrie, there's a really weird car, I think, on the screen, and it's purple, which I really like purple. It's a really cool cartoon. You should watch it with me.
Looks like things are calming down. Do you need medical attention?
Yes, Walter, I need medical attention. But he'll learn they're here soon enough, and if he finds them, finds all y'all, he'll give you a place to stay. But I'm sure they ain't gonna like it.
I hate to ask any more of you, but can we crash on your couch for the night?
We fade in on the late night activities of the sheriff's cabin. The three of you, Walter, Dakota, Dorothy, are lit by the seeming ever-present glow from the television that's still playing Hanna-Barbera cartoons in the background. You all are getting ready to go to bed as Carrie and the sheriff are getting blankets and pillows for you out of like kind of a side closet so you all can make yourself comfortable. The sheriff is still has changed out of his uniform and is just kind of wearing this plain white tank top and has since like kind of cleaned and bandaged his burn scars from the kind of flash fire explosion that Dakota leashed upon him about like an hour ago, probably in fiction. And you all are kind of getting ready for bed. Is there anything that you all do like during this period of time where you're all are just kind of winding down from the very exciting events that have kind of transpired over the last couple of hours?
I'll say, yeah, Dakota's mainly just very quiet. A lot of just staring off in the distance. I imagine Dakota's thinking about what they're going to do since they don't have access to, like, their usual nightly medications and stuff. And so it's kind of creating a bit of anxiety for them. And thinking about, you know, having to stay in someone else's house without being home is, like, really kind of setting in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about Walter and Dorothy?
I don't think Walter is like saying or doing much, but I do think he was sort of for the last few hours he was sort of focusing his attention and like, you know, sort of being with the sheriff more than anyone else, you know, trying to convince him to let them go and let them stay the night. But now I think he is more with the with Dorothy and Dakota. He's more just sort of being present with them.
Yeah. That makes sense. How about you, Dorothy?
Still trying to be like friendly with Carrie because I think Dorothy is still just terrified of everything that went down. She's definitely giving the sheriff wide berth. She's not interacting with any of that. She's just thinking about what happened and also thinking about the spooky staircase and just wondering what that's about as well, because nothing seems to make sense here.
That's fair. I think over the time that you all have just been out, I think the sheriff has already like kind of closed that hatch that was in the floor leading downstairs to who knows what. But I think you also have the rug. I guess I imagine at some point you guys took the rug off of Carrie.
Nah, she's still just a burrito.
I assume so.
The sheriff just carried her to sleep in, like, a sack.
Yeah, no. Dakota, you basically, like, cut, like, a pretty decent-sized hole in it. Yeah. So that she could be able to see and, like, eat candy through. Mm-hmm. So he is, like, taken the rug and basically has taken it out the front door to, like, kind of throw it over the porch. And he's like, I'll deal with that later.
That's just insult to injury. I kind of just, like, I blew him up and then fucked up his rug.
You blew up his face, fucked up his rug, and then said, hey, can we stay the night?
Can I actually stay here?
So as, like, the two of you, I think Carrie probably did go to sleep, like, kind of just got tuckered out. And so he's already carried her to her room and kind of tucked her and put her to bed. And is coming over as, like, the three of you are just kind of sitting on the couch. Or maybe one of, like, I know Walter was on the couch before. I don't know if Dakota or Dorothy have moved to the couch or if you all are still on the floor.
Dakota's probably still sitting on the floor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Gotcha. Edgar comes back over from probably his room is where he was keeping them. And you see that he's brought, like, some big, like, wool, like, gray blankets and, like, pillows and, like, one or probably just one pillow. I doubt he has all that much, and brings, like, out an extra, like, kind of smaller blanket so that someone can use that as a pillow as well. And so, yeah, he comes over. He has it, like, kind of stacked in his arms over to you all and says, well, here's some blankets, pillows, in case you need it. Sorry, I don't have too much stuff. I don't tend to get a lot of visitors, so I brought an extra blanket for one of you all. You can just kind of roll that up, lay your head on it. Should be soft enough, I would imagine.
Thank you. Sorry.
We appreciate the hospitality.
Yeah.
It's
well.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Just. And he just kind of, like, lays it down on the couch and kind of stands there for a second and says, well, you all know where the bathroom is, in case you need it. Is there anything else I can get you all? You want some water or something before bed?
Some water would be nice if you don't mind. I can get it myself. I caused enough trouble.
No, don't worry. I can get it.
Thank you.
He nods and he turns and he walks over into, like, the archway that leads into the kitchen. You hear some kind of clinking around of glasses and stuff and the turning on of the faucet. And he comes back with a glass of water and hands it down to you.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. But thank you. Is there anything I can...
No, you don't need to do anything. I'll be fine. It just needs a little bit of cleaning is all. Might go talk to the doctor tomorrow, see how, you know, what kind of treatment I might need for it, but it's all good. It's all good.
He says as a slab of flesh falls off of his face.
Dakota is gonna take the knife from her back pocket and hand it to him and go, this is yours.
He looks down at you, Annette, and reaches out his hand, takes it, and says, you went into my room?
Yeah.
I guess that explains where you got an ammunition.
I wasn't trying to steal anything. We were just looking for a phone to go home, and then I heard someone coming back to the house, and I got scared.
Did you use the phone?
Yeah.
You see his eyes kind of go wide.
Damn, I did not expect Dakota to be honest about that.
You didn't talk to nobody, did you?
There was someone there. They're looking for you, I think. It must have been the station or something, right?
You see, like, he's like, he kind of just holds his hand up to his head as he, like starts to think, like, wide-eyed and says, yeah, did they say anything to you?
They're asking about you, and I may or may not have told them I was you.
We totally bought it.
Yeah.
Dakota. All right. Okay. I'll deal with that.
I'm sorry.
Tomorrow. It's fine. You didn't take or touch anything else, right?
I don't think so.
You see him, like, just kind of sighs, exasperated, and so tired. He goes, all right.
Is Carrie okay?
Carrie? Oh, she'll be fine.
Okay.
She just needs to sleep. Good night, kids.
Good night.
And you see him turn around and slowly walk back into his room. And you hear the click of the door as it closes.
Walter says very quietly, that guy does not like us.
You can't really blame him, can you?
Oh, no. Of course not. Blew up his face.
Okay, I know. You don't have to go over it again. I know what I did.
Carrie's okay?
I think that kid's going to be fine. I mean, she can fling people around with her mind. I don't know. She'll, someone like that will go far, right?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm more banged up than she is.
Yeah.
So she'll be okay.
That rug, on the other hand, I don't know.
What is that anyways? And I like point to the trapdoor.
Probably storage or something.
It's really dark down there.
Maybe, yeah, probably.
It's the cellar, that's what it's gonna be, you know?
Why was the rug over it?
I don't know, Dorothy. I don't want to go poking around more in this man's life. We've already caused him enough trouble.
I don't want to cause trouble.
He let us stay here, and he didn't kill us, so that's all we can ask for right now.
Okay.
People around here tend to be hurting a lot, and sometimes they just sweep it under the rug. If you'll excuse the pun. Is that a pun?
It's a play on words. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab like the small blanket and then the one that I was hiding in before, and I'm gonna just go ahead and curl up in the middle of the floor, kind of like not on the trapdoor but nearby.
Like curled up in a position where you're like looking at the trapdoor while you're sleeping.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
Dakota's gonna go kind of like kneel by Dorothy and be like, hey, you take the couch, otherwise you're going to wake up and your back's going to be hurting. I don't want to hear you complain.
No, it's okay. I could stay here. I don't...
No, take the couch, otherwise you're going to whine all day tomorrow.
I won't. I promise.
I'm not going to hear it.
Thank you, Dakota. I go curl up on the couch instead, but I'm still going to face the fucking trapdoor.
Yeah.
Walter just kind of like curls up on a pillow.
I imagine Dorothy only takes up like half the couch though, like if that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If that, yeah. And as he's like getting settled, he says, you know, back at the diner, all I got pretty much was a large bowl with a towel inside. So that was this is a nice change of pace.
That doesn't sound comfy.
You
can sleep on the other side of the couch.
Nah. I wonder if I can take this pillow with us.
You're not taking the pillow with you.
It's really soft. But not too soft, you know? It's got a nice firmness to it. And anyway.
Dakota is going to kind of bundle up in a blanket and sit by the kind of leaning up against the TV and just kind of sit up for a little while.
I'm going to pretend to fall asleep.
Okay.
Oh.
Time goes on. Eventually you hear like... the snores of your little weasel friend kind of curled up on a... I'm kind of... not even curled up. I'm imagining you just kind of splayed out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see that, and then you can... You see, like, kind of Dakota's, like, head kind of slumped over, and just, like, the slow, like, rise and fall of her chest as well. Dorothy, as you... are still like here lying on the living room couch staring at this trap door in the floor.
Can I tell if Dorothy is asleep or not, or no?
What are we gonna do here? Let's do a noodle check for you.
For me?
Yeah, for you to be able to see.
Okay. It's gonna be an 8.
An 8? So that is a mixed success. For a mixed success. What would be a good one for this? I think you are, I think Dakota's exhausted. You know, you've been thrown around this room, battered. I mean, you were bleeding from your forehead. I imagine that got cleaned up with the first aid kit. So it kind of was being passed around. And I think you can tell that Dorothy, like, you see her, like, eyes kind of, like, flicker, like, open, like, every now and then, like, taking a peek at something. But you recognize this as you yourself are falling asleep. Whereas, like, you feel so tired that, like, you feel like you can't do much of anything. To the point where you're, like, on the edge of just, like, passing out. But you are, like, recognizing that she's still awake as you are, like, in those fleeting moments of consciousness.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm going to say that you are really, so basically what I'm saying is I think you're really, really tired and you can probably do some things, but you're probably not going to be very effective at whatever it is that you're trying to do as you're like moments away from passing out.
Okay. Never mind. I'm good.
Okay.
When I recognize that people are asleep, I'd like to try and open up that trapdoor again.
In a way that doesn't wake people up.
Yep.
I would imagine so. Describe the scene.
Okay. Dorothy's had to deal with sneaking around plenty in her life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually sneak to the kitchen first.
Okay.
And Dorothy's gonna look for like butter or oil or something like that.
Okay. You find butter.
Yeah.
For sure.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use it for the hinges.
You open up the fridge, you find some. Is Dorothy that smart?
I don't know.
You just got zero noodle.
I say make it a noodle roll.
Yeah, let's make this a noodle roll to see if, let's make this a noodle roll to see. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's such a wild.
I got an 8.
You got an 8? Okay, yeah, sure. You got, you think of this plan.
I just, I know that I've had to sneak in and out of, like, closets before, right? Like, I just,
This is more about Dorothy than
for sure.
This is a lot about Dorothy right now,
for sure.
That this is the kind of thinking that she does,
for sure.
I just like the idea of like Dorothy just like instead of like actually like you know getting it in the hinges, just like pushes a stick of butter on the hinge,
goes on the wrong that's side. It's like if I put on the handle, that makes it quiet, right?
Amazing. You put butter on these hinges.
Okay.
And you open up the trapdoor. It makes no squeaks.
Okay. Cool.
And you've opened up this trapdoor in the floor leading down into the darkness.
Okay. I have my flashlight with me and I'm going to take off one of my shoes because I know I'm going wild here. I'm going to like leave it wedged in the trap door so that it doesn't close behind me.
Yeah.
Dorothy has been through some shit.
And just
Dorothy has been through some shit.
Closed doors. Sue me. Small spaces.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, doors, absolutely.
Things that might lock.
Dark spaces.
Don't like that.
Yeah, for sure. This says a lot about Dorothy. that she has had enough experience to know that this is what this does.
And I'm going to like and take like, you know, like deep breaths and stuff and like try to like crouch on like, you know, whatever stairs or whatever to like let it come down on my shoe. And then the moment that it's like mostly closed, I turn back toward like the stairs and I turn on my flashlight.
You turn on your flashlight and you start heading down these dusty old stairs into the basement down below. Your light illuminates this space and you find that it's not a very large space. It's this small like unfinished basement And in the middle of it is this large table that takes up about most of the space, and there are like some like kind of longer tables and shelves along the edges of this room, and like the space between them and this table is maybe about a couple of feet, enough for you to like be able to move in between, but like not a lot of space outside of that. And on top of this table, Dorothy, you see just like this really strange, it looks like a big playset, in that it's this kind of diorama. You see these cresting hills and valleys, small tiny trees that dot it, and you see like kind of like small toy like buildings within like kind of clearings of the trees, and kind of around this whole thing, and kind of through it, you see what looks like kind of like a railway track.
So it looks like a little play town almost?
Us, the viewers, would recognize this as like a miniature train set. And it's like, okay. It's like, yeah, it's a big like recreation of something. And like a train set that like goes around and through it. It's not on right now, and you don't see the train that is supposed to go on here, but that's what you're looking at.
And I'm sorry, so it's on this table, and what was the thing about the cable, though? There's a cable...
No. There's no cable.
Okay, sorry, that's just the table. It's a big...
Yeah. Table? There's a big table in the middle. There are like smaller tables along the edge of the room.
Okay.
And like shelves as well, with like a bunch of like boxes and a bunch of stuff that's on those as well.
Can I just take a gander?
Yeah, for sure.
You can take a gander. Get closer and take a gander at it.
When you take a gander, you take a hard look around you. Describe what you are looking into. And roll plus noodle. So what are you looking into?
Like what the train set might, like why there's a train set, but what it might be doing down here.
Okay, cool.
All right. Gonna use that solid flat noodle again.
Mm-hmm.
That's another 8.
Awesome. On a 7 to 9, ask your GM 2 of the following questions. One answer will be a truth, the other a lie. You have your list of questions.
I do. What happened here recently and what here isn't as it appears to be?
Okay. The answer to what happened here recently, you see in, as you're like kind of looking around, you see that under the table is a box that is about like a little bit larger than something that Dorothy could carry. As you like kind of flash your flashlight into the box, you see that it is filled with these different like miniature train pieces. And you see one of them, and as you're like kind of looking around, you notice one of them is actually on the track. It's on the small part of the track, hidden within like the small woods coming out of one of the hills to it, and you kind of intuit like, oh, like somebody was like playing with this toy train here recently, like that's what this area is for, right? And as you like kind of look around to see what other things are in this room, like trying to see if there are more trains or more toy pieces, whatever, as you're like looking around on the shelves and tables, you notice that there is a picture frame. And as you like kind of like get closer, you look at the picture frame and you flash your light in it, you see a picture of the sheriff. He looks a little younger, and he is wearing like a black suit and tie. He's got like a little red corsage, and standing next to him is another man with fair skin. He's got like kind of blonde hair, very handsome looking man. Also wearing a suit, and they're standing in front of like a they're like standing in front of like a church, and like you've probably seen photos like this before, I would imagine, at just like all the different houses and families you've been to, and it kind of looks like a wedding photo.
Oh my god.
And that is your answer to what here is not what it appears to be.
Okay. just gonna head back upstairs, I guess. Because that's all that's in the small space, and I don't want to get caught. So, back upstairs I go.
Okay. You go back upstairs, and you go up the stairs, you take your shoe out, and you slowly close the door, the trap door that leads down. No one hears you. And what do you do?
I like sneak over to where I maybe think Carrie's room is.
There are the two rooms that are like kind of down that hallway.
Yeah, I haven't been down that hallway yet.
Yeah. You've probably seen Edgar come in and out of his room several times. You probably saw the room that he took her into, so you know which room is hers.
Great. Sneak into her room.
Okay. Kind of creak open the door, and you see her room is this kind of like...
My flashlight's off, by the way. I'm not going to go in with my flashlight on.
Okay.
Blind the child.
Hey, are you okay in there?
What's going on in here? Yeah,
so you open the door, you kind of take a peek in, and it is this pretty nicely decorated room. It's got like kind of flowery like curtains. She's got like this nice big bed that sits in one corner of the room, and like along the walls you see there are like drawings like that you would assume that she's probably has done, hung up along the walls. And she's got like a little desk that has like a bunch of like sheets of paper and like toys and stuff. And she's got like a chest of toys at the foot of her bed, mm-hmm. and a nice little rug in the middle of the room. And so yeah, you creak in and you see that she's in her bed sleeping soundly.
Okay, so it's a large bed. Like, are we talking like a queen
size? Yeah, big. We're talking big for a child, so probably like a full size bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn. Carrie's living a high life.
She got a full bed.
Okay. I don't see any. I think the thing that Dorothy is just like interested in and confused about now is like she hasn't seen any other indications or touches of like this second person that she saw in that photo. Mm-hmm. So I guess is there like any photos in here as well?
Yeah, you notice you don't see any photos in here. Of all the things hanging up in the wall, they are all drawings. Most of them are her and her dad. There is a singular picture that you can see that is pretty close. That's actually, it's on her desk. One that she's already finished, not something that she's working on. And you see that there's a picture of like, it's the cabin, like as crudely drawn as like a child can draw it, right? Mm-hmm. It's got like her, and you know that it's her and her dad because each of them, it's like me in crayon and like an arrow, dad in crayon, right? And you see there's one that has three people and it says me, dad, and mom. Blonde hair, like as like similar in characteristics as the person that you saw in the photo downstairs, but would be possibly a little confusing for Dorothy as the person you saw in the picture was dressed as a man.
Okay. Good to know. I'm gonna go ahead and go to sleep.
Okay. And you go back to sleep.
Done all my snooping.
You have done all your snooping.
I didn't take Dorothy for such a snooper.
Right? She's inquisitive.
Yeah, a little bit. Damn.
I think honestly Dorothy's first fear though actually about that room was that there might be somebody down there.
Oh, for sure.
Somebody was like trapped down there maybe even. Yeah. So
I would be very afraid of that. Yeah.
It was like both a fear of like what if there's someone down there, but also it was like what if there's someone down there and like they need
help.
Someone to know that they're down. Yeah, exactly.
Does the sheriff look like the kind of guy who would kidnap someone?
Yeah, I don't know. He might.
Dorothy doesn't trust men.
He's got a daughter with psychic powers. I don't know.
Well, you know, some people are
maybe here, they're not. Maybe he has like a butcher shop down there. He like, feeds her people.
And that's how she got psychic powers?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's fair. No, just a train shot. Some old wedding photos.
You just go down there and there's a giant black turtle just hanging out.
Who knows?
There's already one black turtle in this house. Two black turtles, I guess.
Two?
That's what I was wondering. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Yours in your little bucket.
Oh, I know that there's
the one in the
bucket.
And then there's the one in Edgar's room. It's on top of the wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got like a whole little tank and everything.
Well, you didn't tell me about that, though.
Yeah, I did not tell you about that. I'm sorry.
I mean, so why would you? But
yeah.
Because it's very important.
It is.
Very important. Who knows? And maybe it is. Hey, everybody. It's me, Kendrick, your game master and host here at Tales Yet Told. I'm so sorry to have to interrupt the episode, but we've got a little bit of housekeeping we need to do. So buckle on up, sit on down, and I'll try to make this as quick as possible for you, because I know you are just racing to get back to the episode. So first of all, as always, thank you all so much for watching, or listening, I suppose, to the episodes, or to the show, just in general. It means so much to us, and like to the point where we have very few words to truly express how much we actually appreciate you all listening and enjoying this thing that we worked so hard to create. And one way that you can help us is by leaving a review or rating on iTunes or Apple Podcast, I think is what it's called now. It just helps us be able to spread awareness of the show and kind of let people know what they're in for. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. And if you want any more information about the show in general, or just keeping up with what we're doing and seeing maybe even some of the art that we're releasing, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Tales Yet Told. It's pretty simple. I'm glad that we were able to get that, because otherwise we'd have to do like one of the weird things like Tales Yet Told Pod or something like that. But thankfully we don't have to do that. You can just follow us right at Tales Yet Told. Next up, I want to shout out to the Be Gay Roll Dice Network for embracing us with open arms and allowing us to be a part of this amazing community filled with wonderful queer creators trying to tell stories that are, you know, about people like us. They're great. We love them, and you should go listen to their podcasts. In fact, I think I have an ad for one of them right now. Oh, yeah, I do. So yeah, that's going to start playing in a couple of seconds, but until I get to see you again, don't forget to take care of yourself, drink enough water, eat enough food, and don't forget to love yourself like I love you. Bye!
What does a barbarian war criminal, an undead cultist, a pyromaniac goblin, a hot topic reject, and a bard whose family is very, very cursed all have in common? Well, that's very simple. They're all our main cast. We are Goblets and Gays, a mostly Pathfinder 2e podcast set in a homebrew world. If Pathfinder isn't your thing, we have all sorts of other awesome games for you to enjoy. Join us every Wednesday for episodes of our main campaign, Blood of Kings, as these chaotic gays attempt to locate some missing royalty. Don't forget to follow us on all social media channels at Goblets and Gays to stay up to date with our amazing projects. And remember to eat your vegetables.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system, made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into three sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive hollow foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to.
Speaking of all of this, the three of you wake up to the sound of a car engine rumbling. As you open your eyes, you find it to be dark. It's really dark you are. And also, you all don't remember sleeping this close to each other. You all wake up. And like it's the sound of like rumbling, like your body is vibrating, and you all wake up in this really cramped, dark space where you all have kind of been put in. What do you do?
Dakota's gonna start pushing. Like can Dakota, like, is Dakota awake yet, or are we still waking up?
Yeah. Let's see who wakes up first. Roll a d6, everybody.
God.
4.
It's gonna be
four.
Bad.
4.
I got a 1.
1. Okay, roll again, Marcy and Gus.
I'm rolling my blue dice this time.
Ah, oh, fuck, 1.
Okay.
4.
Again. Walter, you are the first person to wake up. You find yourself kind of like tucked in between Dorothy and Dakota. You're kind of like find yourself like really like squeezed in. And like you kind of wriggle yourself out and like pop over, like kind of climbing, like kind of on top of them, and you find yourself in this like really dark space. The like almost for you probably this really thunderous noise of a car engine, and you like are on unsteady ground as like the whole of whatever you're in is kind of like rumbling and vibrating and tossing.
Walter just goes, "What?" What the? Okay. Dakota, Dorothy, it's morning.
Dakota definitely like jumps out of her sleep. She's the type of person where you say something and she goes.
Yeah, Dakota, as you like do that, you find yourself restricted against like walls kind of like all around you. You can't like really stretch out or move too much, especially with these two other bodies in here.
Mm-hmm. You like jump up and you like knock into Dorothy, and that's what wakes me up.
Yeah,
Dakota's going to start like feeling around and calling out for Dorothy.
Dorothy's like right like you, as you are pushing out your body, you like touch Dorothy. Her? Yeah, like okay. The space you are in is not large. You are like, you as you're stretching out, you touch Dorothy, and Dorothy, your back is against a wall.
Is there any light at all?
No, there is no light in here.
Okay, I'm gonna start. Dorothy, flashlight. What? Where is it? Where's your flashlight?
It's right here.
You try to reach out for your bucket. It is not there.
I went to sleep with my flashlight though.
No.
I am aware. I'm sorry, you reach out for your flashlight and it is not there.
Do I still have my phone on me in my pocket or no?
Yeah, you have your phone on you.
Can I turn the flashlight on my phone?
Go for it.
Huh?
You turn on the flashlight of your phone. It kind of illuminates the darkness for all of you. And you like can almost immediately tell like just the lining of this space and like kind of like the way that it is designed. You are in a trunk.
Cool.
Dorothy is freaking out.
is there any like the release levers anywhere or no?
This is a very good question. I'm gonna do a quick Google search really quick.
Okay. How old is this car? Do they have release levers in the trunk yet?
When did release levers become standard? Come out. Yeah. Quick release lever mechanism on the. No, I need it on a car.
2002. Is when it became a standard feature.
This car does not have that.
Fuck. Okay. Dakota's like saying, just looking around for that right now.
Dorothy and Walter, you all see that Dakota immediately starts like grabbing, like looking for something and is not finding it.
Okay, wait, Kendo, I want to just double, triple check. Dorothy would like go to sleep holding her flashlight.
Understandable.
Okay. I do not have my flashlight.
This is not a situation in which you were teleported into a specific situation. Just because you were holding onto something doesn't mean it came with
okay,
you.
Okay, no, I'm just checking. Like, I'm just yes. like, she would have, like, been curled up with her flashlight or something. Okay, great.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Can I start kicking at the taillights?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay.
Cool. I'm sorry. Well, you need to position yourself to put yourself in a position to do it, because right now you are stuffed in a trunk, and I think Dorothy being against the wall of what we would imagine to be like the part of the trunk that leads out into the space, mm-hmm. you need to get around her to be able to do this, and okay. she is currently freaking out, I would imagine. Walter, what are you doing okay. as well, just to get a sense?
Walter is just sort of scurrying around, just kind of like also sort of looking for anything. Like, is there anything else in this trunk?
Yeah, do you have a move that might help you find some stuff so we can mechanicalize this out? We don't. Well,
I have gander.
You have gander? Yeah, give me a gander. You take a long card, right. Look around, describe what you're looking into. That's kind of the space around here. So yeah.
Dorothy's crying. Just
Dakota is gonna like wrap her arms around Dorothy.
That's a really bad roll.
What'd you get? Nice. We love that.
That's a 3 plus 2.
So a 5.
For a 5.
Alright. That is a failure. Mark 1 XP.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so Dakota and Dorothy, what were you doing?
Dakota's kind of holding Dorothy, like, arms around
Dorothy, her. I'm so sorry. Dorothy's going to fight it. Like, she doesn't want to be enclosed any more than she already is.
Okay. Dakota's going to make, Dorothy, please, can you breathe?
No.
Can you breathe with me?
What's happening? Why is it so dark? Dakota.
We got the flashlight. We're okay. I need you to take a big breath for me, all the way to your toes. Ready? You're gonna go. And then can you let it out? Go. Can you do one of those for me, please, Dorothy?
I can't. Dakota.
Okay. You're okay. I need you to, can you shuffle your way past me so I can get us out of here? I just need you to shuffle back a little bit. Is that okay?
Where?
We're gonna switch spots a little bit, and I'm gonna move towards the where you are right now, okay?
Okay.
And I'm gonna get us out of here, okay?
Okay.
Do we successfully switch spots, I suppose?
I'm gonna try to, I guess, turn and, like, try to switch places kind of with Dakota.
Yeah, you two managed to switch around. Walter, you are also, like, kind of, like, crawling, like, around and, like, over them as, like, this switch is happening.
And then Dakota's gonna start, like, yelling and kicking at the brake lights. Or, like, you know, basically just being, yelling basically just vaguely about trusting the sheriff and mm-hmm. how there was a mistake.
Gotcha. And yeah, you start kicking at the thing.
If
the,
Dakota's the gonna lights. Be yelling, I'm gonna start also like screaming.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Walter's gonna go to Dorothy.
Okay.
I think, and he says, hey, look at Dakota. Look at how strong she is. She's gonna bust us out of here in no time. Look at those powerful kicks. That's good stuff. We're gonna be out of here, okay?
Please.
Dakota, roll plus steam for me.
Plus steam, easy peasy.
Yeah, with your plus
all
3
that
now.
Steam, yes.
Oh my god. Okay, that's gonna be a 14.
Oh, whoa! You made that sound. Like
damn,
it's
I thought
be
it was
bad.
Gonna be like a 3 or something. You were so scared.
Yeah, a 14, amazing. Awesome. So you roll plus steam. You kick down the tail light of this car. It like pops out, the wires kind of pop out with it, and you see like the light finally like kind of coming in, filling up this trunk. And you see like the whizzing of like whatever is around you, like going past as the car like continues.
Can we see like where we are? Can we see if we're in like a forest or like a city street or anything? Or
yeah, you take a look through it, and you see what looks to be tile flooring, like whizzing
what?
By.
What? What? Okay. Dakota's gonna like stick her hand out and start kind of waving her hand out the taillight.
JJ bitten by the method.
We were taught this in high school. She knows.
Dorothy, and actually this makes so much sense, especially because the 80s are like,
exactly.
People are gonna take our kids. So this, yeah, you've been taught this. Also, wait, you guys are in the modern age, so you guys are from the modern age, so that, but still.
I'll go even further. It is possible that Dakota has seen the John Mulaney special that talks about the JJ Bittenbinder thing.
Absolutely, she could have. And so, yeah, you start waving your arm out of the back. Dorothy and Walter, the two of you, see that she's doing this. Dorothy, how are you?
Terrible. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Trying so hard to not be freaking out and still just freaking out. Has gone silent into like a panic attack, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're basically having a panic attack. There's a lot of heavy breathing, a lot of like minor like squealing like through those breaths. Mm-hmm. Probably like lots of shaking. Walter, you are by her. Dakota, you're still like waving your arms out of the back. You don't hear any kind of response, and you can't really see with your arm.
Dakota is gonna look to Walter and go, Walter, you're like a ferret, you can burrow, right? Can you dig through the seats?
Walter. I can try.
Please, anything is better than this right now, please.
All right, I'm give it a shot. Awesome. I guess I'm gonna try to burrow through the seats.
Awesome. Do you have any move that could possibly help you with this?
No, absolutely not.
What are your moves?
I have recite poetry, gander, grift.
You could do cause mischief. That'd probably help.
I guess it's a little mischievous.
Yeah. That'll give you a +2 to your roll.
Wait, what are your special moves?
I have forest, expert, and connected.
Okay, gotcha.
I do not think those help here.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. I would allow cause mischief for this.
Okay. What is that? Is that plus noodle?
Yes. Yeah. You come up with a scheme. This could be a trap, a deception, or a trick. Your scheme is basically to dig through this through the seats to try to get into the car itself, right?
You're gonna trick the seat into being dug through.
Yeah.
I think we can think of it as this is a scheme to get out of the car rather than
So
your role for this will go for the whole of this action of like how you're trying to get everyone out.
Yeah. So I think Walter has two plans.
Mm-hmm.
He has a plan and a backup plan. Plan one is to just straight burrow through the seats.
For sure.
Backup plan is squeezing through the hole in the taillight and climbing
up and around
the car.
I love that.
That is definitely his backup plan because that seems very scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Give me a roll plus noodle.
Bada bing, bada boom. That is an 11.
Ooh, yes. Amazing. On a 10 plus, your plan will work and does one harm. So I think the one harm won't happen necessarily right this moment, but when you do something that could cause harm, we'll just say that it doesn't. I won't have you do another roll because you've already done this.
I'm doing harm to the car.
Maybe. You kind of like dig slash burrow and like squeeze your way in through the gap in between like that like the back seat of this car is like kind of stopping, you know. from getting into the trunk. You burrow through that, and then you find yourself in this car. It is, I'm Googling right now, trying to figure out what kind of car this is.
Vista Cruiser.
it's a Thunderbird.
Like a 70s car.
I'm like looking for like, it's like a sports car, I think.
Firehawk? Is that a car? Or is that just the character from Borderlands?
No, I think you're right. I think there is.
A like Firebird. A... Firebird, that's what it's called.
Firebird, yeah, Firehawk is from Borderlands.
Firebird, let me look up a picture of the Firebird. Oh yeah, 100%. This is the car, the Pontiac Firebird. Oh, this is such a badass looking car.
Oh, it kind of goes a little hard, holy shit.
Right? This is a sick-ass car. Does it have a trunk? It probably does, right?
Some of these cars are built. Yeah, we can pretend. Bro, can we fucking carjack this? Holy shit.
It looks like, so this only has, so actually, instead of going into like the back seats, this just goes right up in two, because there are only two seats in this vehicle.
There's a back seat. There's a back seat there. Yeah. It's a two-seater. It's just one of those ones that only has one door.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So you end up in the back seat of this all leather interior Pontiac Firebird.
Damn.
You see...
Yeah, we're stealing this car.
It's got
fucking hope so.
It's got like dark leather. And you see like in front of you, sitting in the driver's seat, is this woman. She's got long brunette hair that like kind of... is flying in the wind as like the windows are down in this car. So like as like the wind is just going, her hair is just like kind of flying. She's wearing like a leather jacket and like driver's gloves, like fingerless driver's gloves. No, not fingerless. That goes against the point of the driver's gloves. She's wearing these like leather driver's gloves. And as you look around, you see that like she is driving through this long hallway. And you're seeing as metal lockers that are like crawling with vines and shrubbery are kind of like crawling out of the ground and up the walls and like kind of into the ceiling and like passing like doors and hallways as she's driving down this hallway. And you recognize this. Because you've been in these hallways before, Walter. You are driving through the hallways of Sublime County's School for Lost Children.
Oh shit.
Okay. I'm assuming as we're like Walter's burrowing through, Dakota took their arm out of like the hole and is kind of waiting for Walter to see what happens.
Yeah.
And when Walter's through, I'm assuming we talked a bit about like just like a release latch, right? For like letting the seat down?
Yeah, we can assume that that's been talked about.
Cool. You feel okay with that, Walter?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, Walter, you were in the back seat. This lady has not noticed you yet. And you were just have pulled yourself through into the back seats.
Yeah. Let's see.
What do you see? What are you kind of whispering through like the seat hole?
We're in a school.
Ooh,
what? There's a lady. There's a lady driving the car.
She's driving the car in the school. In the school, like in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's in the school. Like in this, it's in this. It's the Sublime School for Lost Children.
Is she running? Is she running people over?
Walter pokes his head back up and checks real quick.
You see that? No, she is not running people over. Anybody that is in the hall as she's driving down it actually just like kind of jump and move out of the way as she's going down these halls. And you see like she's okay. Like she's not just going straight, like she's like going down, like making lefts, making rights here.
And
she is very quickly approaching a set of stairs as you are talking right now.
I'm gonna go, she's obviously a lunatic. Like, we can't, she's driving in a school.
Hey, I have an idea and it's probably a bad one, okay?
What's your idea?
I'm gonna stop the car.
Okay, here's my idea. You let us out, you go for the brake, and then I'll restrain her. How's that sound?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do.
Should we roll cause mischief for this?
He has already rolled cause mischief for his side.
Yeah.
He still has one harm to deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
okay, cool.
Let's see. He still needs to let down the latch and stuff. Again, you've rolled a 10 plus on this, so you can easily let down the latch without too much of an issue. But anything that you are doing, Dakota will take another roll.
Okay. As like we try and enact our plan and like Walter goes for the break, I am going to use like the sleeve of my jacket to try and like strangle the driver.
Okay. Cause mischief. Roll plus noodle.
Cool. Oh man, I hope this goes well. Oh. It's gonna be a 5.
A 5.
Oh man, that sucks. That really sucks.
That really does suck. So that's going to be a failure. You get plus 1 to experience. Okay. Dakota, you are going to put like the sleeve over to restrain her. What are you doing, Walter, as she is doing this?
I think Walter's looking for like a I don't think he would like go down to the brake pedal. I think he would look for like an emergency brake or
and pull the emergency brake.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. I love this.
I just realized that Dorothy is not wearing a seatbelt.
Absolutely.
No,
none of us are wearing seatbelts.
How can we be wearing seatbelts? Dorothy's having a panic attack. Nothing good is happening here.
Yeah, Dorothy is just in the back trunk, like still shaking and crying and screaming.
And Walter and Dakota are just like, let's murder this lady. And then,
yeah, right.
Dorothy's not having a good time.
On brand.
Let's crash this car in the school.
Okay, amazing. So with you pulling the emergency brake, I'm going to say that this harm happens to the car, because that's kind of how that tends to work, especially when...
not the car!
And Dakota. So here's how this plays out. Dakota, you throw your jacket like kind of over her to kind of pull it back. But she turns out to be a lot stronger than you would imagine. So, like, you pull it over, you start pulling onto her to restrain her. As Walter is going for the emergency brake, she kind of, like, pulls against what you're doing. You hear her go, hey, what the fuck? And, like, tries to, like, and pull, basically, like, kind of pulls forward and, like, slams you against the back of the chair that she's in. You take one harm.
Fuck.
Language. We're in a school.
You take
my
one
harm reset because we slept, right?
Yes. So you're just at minus one harm rather than the two from before as well. And Walter, this is happening as you were pulling the emergency brake. The car is heading towards these stairs that are going upwards. One of those kind of like stairwells that like kind of go up a flight and then split off into two directions and then turn and then go back up.
Yeah.
And you pull this emergency brake and like the car goes into like a spin as like the front wheels of this like kind of just get pulled and like forced into a stop. The back wheel still going. I don't know if this is how cars work, but fuck it, it's my world.
It's a dream world, right?
In my dream world, this is how it works. The car like goes into like a backwards tailspin as like the back of this car gets wheeled around, and then like the back part of the car hits the stairwell, which is where Dorothy and Dakota are, or mostly Dorothy, since Dakota's now in like kind of just like this kind of back area. Dorothy, you feel as you're being like spun and like pushed against the side of it as like this car goes into a tailspin, and the back of the car hits the stairwell. Dorothy, you take one harm.
Ouchie.
No.
As you are like slammed against the side of this trunk, and the rest of the like as that gets hit, it kind of scrunches in the back of the car. The front car kind of like keeps moving and then like what would happen if I did something was spinning that way and it hit that? I guess we'll be kind of forced into a stop as the back part of the car hits the stairs. And you feel like something about the interior and like lower part of this car, like kind of just like, and like kind of you feel it kind of break a little bit.
We fucked up the car.
I don't think we're still in the car, guys.
and as that hits, the lady like who's like pulled herself forward as this was happening, she's been like kind of slammed against the wheel and like kind of door of the car, and you see her like laying like slumped over in the driver's side of this car.
Does she seem unconscious or?
You see that there is a bit of blood that is like kind of like on her face, but you do see she is still breathing.
Well, that's good. How are we doing? Are we like dazed? Are we good?
Yeah, I would imagine you're dazed, right? You're dazed at least a little bit. As you all are kind of like trying to catch your breath. Like kind of slumped over wherever you were. I'm kind of imagining Walter is like had to use like his entire body to pull the lever. Yeah, so it's just right. Kind of like slumped over the emergency brake.
I honestly imagine he like positioned himself under it and then just kind of jumped.
Oh yeah. I like that.
Like I think he did like a he basically did a squat.
Question here.
Yes.
The lady's still in the car, right? And she's just kind of dazed like us, right?
Yeah.
Is the okay? Can I also ask, like, the back seat is down now? Like, is there
part of the back?
It's just kind of down.
Yeah, part of the back seat is down. It's like one of those things where like half of it comes down and the other half, and they only pulled the latch for one half of it to come down.
And
Which is the part
and
that
Dakota went through it. Yeah, okay, cool. Climbed it. Just checking. I have no idea what's going on.
So can I use bottle up and then do something, or are these separate things?
What is bottle up?
Bottle up adds my current harm value to my next move, and then if I roll a 10 up, then I heal one harm.
Yeah. Yes, that is how it works.
Cool. I'm gonna use bottle up then. Is there like amount of times, like is there like a spell slot equivalent for special moves, or is it just however much you want?
Yeah, no, you just use them.
Can I just like throw myself bullet after bullet in front of Dorothy?
Technically, yeah.
Damn.
All right, cool.
You're the tank of the party.
All right, we're gonna bottle up. That's gonna be an 11.
Okay, bottle up. You can only keep your feelings suppressed for so long before you explode. Roll plus steam. On a 10 plus, add your current harm value to your next move, then heal one harm. So for whatever move you make next, you can add an additional plus one, and you also heal the one harm you took. So kind of describe, what does that look like, and like what's going on as Dakota does this?
So Dakota is kind of presenting the scene. She definitely is like hurt, and she looks back and she sees Dorothy's hurt, and that kind of like definitely pisses her off.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of like got like still pumping with adrenaline, probably doesn't really feel much of her pain, and is just like a ball of anger right now.
Mm-hmm.
She comes to before like the woman and lunges like over the console and goes to put the woman in like a headlock, like basically like, you know,
yeah,
she's like holding her head. Yeah,
yeah, holding her down for sure.
Cool. I just roll steam for that.
Yeah, is this not a specific move you're doing? You're just...
No. It's just gonna have to... It's just gonna be a kind of steam move.
Yeah, I mean, she's, like, knocked out right now. You can 100% just keep her held down.
Oh, I don't even need... No, well, fuck. Whatever, it's fine.
But this plus one still goes for whatever happens after.
Yeah, so. No, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah, then we'll do that, yeah.
So yeah, you like kind of hold her down. You see she's like kind of coming to as like she tries to move, but like you just kind of keep her held down without too much of an issue. She's pretty badly hurt.
Oh. Is Dakota filling the space for the back seat? Am I still...
Dakota's over like the console, right? Like,
yeah. So you fully climbed out of the back space. Then? Yeah, okay, then I've immediately climbed out of the trunk and I'm trying to open a door.
Yeah, no, you open... You like climb out, open a door, and like kind of fall out onto like this this tiled floor. It's like that kind of like dirty speckled white. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This gray black like off white speckled tiled floor, and Dorothy, you finally kind of get a look around you, and you see you are in what looks like the halls of a school. The walls are lined with these lockers, students' lockers, that are like kind of covered in like vines and small foliage, like bushes and like kind of flowers that kind of rise up from the ground, like around the walls and like around these lockers and then up into the ceiling. And you see these, the ceilings, instead of like the kind of typical like fluorescent lighting that like a lot of schools have, you see that they're actually skylights. And like the same like kind of pattern and number of that the regular hallway would have lights, right? So there's skylights that are like these small, long rectangular openings and windows that go every couple of feet. And you see there are like students and like teachers who are like kind of peeking out of these doors into classrooms, looking at you all and like the wreckage of this car in the middle of the hallway.
Okay. I just like tumble out of the car and I just crawl slash pull myself over to like one of the lockers and like lean up sitting against one and like try to get my breathing under control.
Absolutely. You climb out. You're like still like hyperventilating, looking around as like all of these like weird strangers are just kind of like staring at you, kind of like, what the fuck's going on? Kind of. Walter, what are you doing?
So this lady is unconscious, yeah?
You see she's starting to come back into consciousness, but Dakota is, like, kind of keeping her restrained.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to take the keys to the car.
Absolutely, you can take the keys to the car.
Hell yeah.
Can I, like, kick the glove box open with my foot by any chance?
Yeah, I was also just going to kind of see if there were any other, like, objects, anything.
Yeah.
Else
any objects in the car here? Yeah, you would so you see in the kind of like not the seat of the passenger side, but like in like the kind of foot area for the passenger side, you see the purple pumpkin and a flashlight kind of like stuck in it, sitting out of it.
Hell yeah. Okay,
orange, it's fine.
The orange, whatever.
Purple one is still in the woods, and that is like promotional art that we need to make.
There we go.
Like the purple pumpkin just like in the woods. Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Heck yeah. Anyway, great.
I'm gonna like, Dakota's gonna be like, Walter, can you check the glove box, please?
Will do. Walter checks the glove box.
You open up the glove box, and in the glove box is like the typical stuff that you find in the typical stuff you find in a glove box. There's like a bunch of like paperwork and like insurance and like the guidebook for the car and a gun.
Oh.
And Dakota's gonna go, yeah, Walter, that, and kind of put a hand out.
You want the insurance information?
I want the insurance information so I can make a claim. Walter, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I give Dakota the gun.
And then
Walter, you pick up in your weasel arms. It takes both hands for you to take this gun and like walk it over.
This gun is like half the size of my body.
When you say gun, is it like? Are we talking like
it's a hand? It's like a pistol,
like a revolver, or like
no? What's the most 80s thing? No, this is like
a 1911.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a
like a 1911. I think of handgun, my mind immediately says this gun.
Okay, cool, awesome. I'm gonna put that to her head.
Jesus!
Oh, fuck. Oh yeah, that is just like a gun.
Jesus Christ. Okay, this 15-year-old
took a turn at some point.
100% it did. Takes this gun and puts it to the head of this adult woman who is just now coming to consciousness.
Okay.
Walter, real quick. Walter just says, Jesus, I was going to threaten her with rabies, but you do your thing. I'm going to go check on Dorothy.
Can you find her name first in the paperwork?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't want to hurt her, but I also, she clearly kidnapped us, and I'm not giving her a chance to hurt either you or Dorothy.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I checked the paperwork for a name.
Yeah, as you go digging through all of the paperwork, you like, Dorothy, you're seeing, like, people are starting to, like, come closer and, like, think they're, like, trying to, they're like, confused and, like, they're whispering and, like, staring at all of you and, like, slowly coming closer. Walter, you go through the paperwork and, like, you immediately notice as you start looking through the paperwork, there is nothing of use on here. It just says paperwork over and over and over.
Oh, shit.
It's like, it's nothing. It's nothing. You read through it. It might as well be like the fake, like, text language, you know, where it's just like you need ipsum lorem or whatever it is.
Lorem ipsum. Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically that, except it just says paperwork over and over and over again. And like even in the areas where like a signature should go, it just says signature and like cursive.
Huh. Well, I don't think this paperwork's gonna be of much help, Dakota. What does she look like? She look like a, what does it look like your name is? What do you feel?
What I feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she's a Brittany.
Okay. Go ahead and interrogate Brittany.
As you all are talking and like all of these like people are beginning to gather around, you all hear coming from the top of the stairs that you're standing at, this voice go, "What do you think you're doing?" And at the top of the stairs, you see this man dressed in a tweed jacket. Like a tweed, like, sports coat. He's got, like a dress, like, vest on and, like, a little tie and, like, a button-down shirt under it and, like, really nice, like, slacks that like, match very nicely with his, like, gray suit vest. And you see this large sheep man. It is bulging out from under these clothes. You see, like, bits of wool, and he's not wearing shoes. There are just hooves, and, like, his head that bulges out of these clothes is, like, the head of a large sheep. It's, like, super woolly. I guess it's more of a ram, right? And it has, like, very, like, short, curly horns that come out, and he's wearing, like, really small glasses that kind of fit just over the snout of his sheep face. And he looks down at all of you. he's like, "What do you think you're doing?"
"I think I'm saving myself and my sister."
"Young lady, there's no need for such violence in this school. Put down that weapon at once."
"We were locked in the trunk of a car. This car."
"Yes, and?"
"Well, you got me there, but I don't know what else to say."
"Wait," and you see him, like, take, like, his hands and he, like, adjusts his glasses and squints through.
"You are the two new students, aren't you?"
"Excuse me?"
"Then you must be the caretaker."
Dakota, like, slowly puts, like, the gun, like, in their waistband.
"Get out of the car and come with me. We have a lot of paperwork that needs to be signed before you are to start classes."
"Does the paperwork just say paperwork over and over again?"
"What? Of course not."
"Well, screw me for asking, I guess. What a completely unreasonable thing for me to assume."
"Mr. Walter, I would have imagined that you would have changed after all these years. But of course, much like everything else about you, your sass has yet to dull."
"Yeah, I know. I'm a delinquent and a lovable little scamp. Anyway..."
"Lovable is not the word I would use."
That's the word I would use.
Walter, you recognize the sheep man as Professor Jacob Day, one of the teachers here at Sublime County School for Lost Children.
"Look, we gotta be elsewhere right now, so we're just gonna go." "You, I think
you."
"Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm gonna slowly like get out like the back seat and kind of go sit by Dorothy." Bringing my jacket along with me, of course.
Mm-hmm. Grab the pumpkin. Grab the staff.
Why don't you grab the pumpkin?
Because I'm like 8 inches long.
And then Dakota like snatches it.
Okay.
As much as I do enjoy this banter, I am a very busy man. So please, hurry up so we can finish this paperwork and we can get you to classes post-haste.
And what about her? What about the lady that just drove through your hallways?
The school nurse shall attend to her.
The nurse? The nurse? You need an entire psych ward for this woman.
What? She was merely doing her job, as you all soon shall be doing as well. Now please, hurry up. I don't have much time.
Can I look down the other way of the hallway?
This hallway kind of is like in this T shape, right? Where you all are at the top part of the T that are the stairs that are heading up, and then there's a hallway that goes like left and right, and then the hallway back from where you came. Yeah, and you look down that hallway and you see like people who are like staring out like out of like classrooms and stuff that are like all confused and looking at all of you.
Do I see an end of this hallway? Are there doors?
I mean, there are classrooms on to the left, to the right, and then like further down the hallway, you see there's more hallways and like the turn that you all made to come down this way.
Dakota like looks down the hallway and sees all the people and legit freezes in place.
Are you all coming or what? Or must I get the hall monitor to speed up this process?
No, we don't need to be here. See, we're enrolled at a private school.
He looks at you with the most unamused face. Are you trying to grift him? Is that what this is?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to grift him. Okay,
give me a roll.
Okay.
You try to convince someone to do something against their self-interest, deception, intimidation, persuasion, etc. Describe what you want them to do and roll plus mush.
That is a 9.
On a 7 to 9, they'll consider it for a price.
Well, if that is indeed the case, the principal should be able to resolve that matter. Come, we must see the principal at once, and if he can verify this information, then I suppose there has been a mistake.
Walter says, yeah, all right, sounds good.
Okay, and he kind of waves for you all to follow.
Very, like, dramatically, like, Dakota, like, puts, like, their jacket, like, over their head and, like, looks at their feet as they follow Walter.
Okay, Dorothy, what do you do?
I'm not going to stay there without Dakota, so I'm going to run after Dakota.
The three of you start slowly going up the stairs, following this large sheet man, leaving the wreckage of this Pontiac Firebird and the half-unconscious woman in the driver's seat. And that is where we are going to end this session.
No.
Be gay.
Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.